Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center. Welcome to our daily community meditation, where today we're talking about insecurity steals presence. Insecurity steals presence. I want you to think about when you are feeling insecure, you're feeling threatened or the need to protect yourself in some way. Where does our focus turn? Our focus begins to turn inward. And you think about the examples God gives us of white light. White light reflects back out. It's externally focused. It is outwardly focused. Darkness is everything absorbed and going back in. And so when we begin to get insecure, it moves us into darkness and it withdraws our presence. We get focused on ourselves, trying to protect ourselves, and we lose that presence, that external awareness of what's going on around us, because we're more internally focused at that point, because we perceive some threat in the environment. But it's important to remember, perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love casts out all fear, and finding our security in God. Finding our security in God, finding that rest that is within Him. So we're going to get started with prayer, and then we're going to take communion over this here today. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds position in the light before we get into our time of communion today. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to do this concept today. Insecurity steals presence. Just think about this for a second. Insecurity steals presence. This is something I've found to be true. I don't have an exact scripture that says that insecurity steals presence, but I've found from experience that this is true. The most anytime that someone is lacking presence, there's some kind of threat that they're perceiving, and it's not allowing them to bring their full self into that situation, into the present moment. For example, you'll see this in leadership situations where maybe there's a brand new leader. Maybe it's a younger leader and they feel kind of insecure, like they're feeling their way into the position still. And the people around them will often report, you know what, they're not very present. I just don't feel their presence in that environment. And so something we can keep an eye on, we're going to go through our four fundamentals here in just a second, but something we can keep an eye on, an indicator of presence that I've learned is joy. An indicator of presence is joy. Why? Because in God's presence, there's fullness of joy. When we get more present, joy is the indicator. Joy is your indicator that you're living in the present moment. And think about it, to live in the present moment means we're not living in the past. We're not living in the future. We've rolled away the past. God holds our future. We give that to him. We put our hope and our trust in his unfailing love. A lot of this idea of getting more secure and getting more present comes back to the ability to trust in God's unfailing love for us, that he'll never fail us, that he'll never let us down, that he's got us, that he's protecting us, that he's blessing us in his unconditional, without conditions, unconditional love, to put our hope and our trust in his unconditional love for us. That's where the security is found. And when we get more secure, it's this chain reaction that begins to take place. We get more secure, we get more present. We get more present, the joy flows. We execute the things that we know to do today with more presence and joy, we get better results. Grace flows when we get more present. God's grace begins to flow through you to equip you and to empower you the more present you get. His grace is available right now in the present moment, but it requires getting more present. But we got to get more secure before we can get more present. So now with this in mind, let's go back through our four fundamentals. These four fundamentals that we talk about as our other half of prayer here. Remember, masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals. Four fundamentals: getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, doing the things that you know to do, and doing them trusting and relying on God, and then staying tuned in for his leading and direction in your life. Those four fundamentals. And specifically, I've been thinking about lately, we're going to go through these here in just a second. So specifically, I've been thinking about that last phase of tuning in for God's leading and direction. I think that's where a lot of the security comes from. We've talked about this analogy of a pipeline of living water, rivers of living water flowing through you that have to be received from God, and they begin to flow through you out into the world. And we talked about getting positioned in the light, and we'll talk about how to do that in just a second. Position in the light is like the on or off switch. It's the supply valve. We turn it on and we get into the light, and everything we need is found in the light. We have access. The supply is there. And then as we magnify that light, we make God bigger and greater. We give him a wider place to work in our life, a bigger, broader place to work in our life so that he can flow more through us. It expands our capacity for more to flow through us. So first we got to turn it on. Then we got to expand the capacity so more can flow through us. And then we got to make sure the pipes don't get backed up. As we take action and do the things that we know to do, we clear out the pipes so that more and more can flow through the pipes freely. And it speeds up the flow through the pipe. But then there's the issue. If you have a pipe, water flowing through a pipe, you could have a leak. You could have a leak, and it's impacting, that leak is impacting what you're seeing on the other end. And I think these leaks have to do with our security. That everything is sealed, everything is wrapped. There's no leaks, there's no issues. Things are not lost in transition. We're in a time of year right now where there's a lot of transitions going on usually. Usually in October and November, maybe even into December, there's a lot of transitions happening in our life that God begins to initiate. And there might be some insecurity that arises as we transition into new things. We're stepping into things that we've never done before, moving to new places, all kinds of new change is happening. And there might be some insecurity. There might be those doubts that rise up. Am I good enough? Am I capable enough? Can I do this? Am I going to have the time, the money, the resources, the whatever, to be able to do this? And that's where you got to realize, you put these four fundamentals into practice, it is secure. You are secure in Him, in His unconditional, unfailing love for you. There's no leaks. There's no gaps to close. You are secure in Him. As we learn that more and more, it helps us to become more and more present. And the more present we get, the more that grace just flows even more. So let's talk about our four fundamentals. Position in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. That transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. We got to receive that forgiveness from God. We got to forgive ourselves. It's got to flow through us. And it's got to flow through us out into the world to other people, which means we got to forgive other people, walk in that same grace and forgiveness God has given us. And the motivation behind that forgiveness was love. Love was the motivation behind it all. God is love, and He was the motivation behind it all. So to be positioned in the light is to be positioned in faith, is to be positioned in forgiveness and love. And one of the greatest expressions of faith to help us receive all this is thanksgiving and praise. Staying positioned today, this day, continually in thanksgiving and praise. That's our positioning. That's what turns the lights on. Stay positioned in forgiveness, receiving it from God through praise and thanksgiving, letting it flow through you out into the world to other people. That's what turns the switch on. That's what brings us into light. We were in darkness and we can flip the switch. You can change it in 1 second. But then we got to magnify that light, which expands that capacity for God to be able to flow more through you. To magnify the light is to magnify and make bigger the area that God has to work in our lives. The way we magnify the light, every time we magnify the light, what are we doing? It's all based on what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on throughout the day. We're all thinking about something all day long. We're all talking about something all day long. And it's either light or it's darkness. To magnify the light is to magnify God's word, give it a bigger place in your life. To magnify His steadfast, unfailing love, to magnify His faithfulness, that nothing's impossible for Him, that He always fulfills His promises, that He's always on time, to set our minds on the things above and to think about whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report, to fix our minds on those things. But God does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness. To magnify the darkness is to magnify the issues and the problems and the evil and the darkness in this world and to make them bigger than God. To magnify them and make them bigger. I'm sure you had this example where you have some issue or problem and the more you talk about it, the more you meditate on it, the more you work it from every angle, the further from the solution you get. You feel more confused, more hopeless, more stressed out about it, the more you magnify it. And this is where it's good. Have to be able to grow more and more skilled at recognizing the symptoms. Recognizing the symptoms of what we're magnifying and where we're positioned. When we're positioned in darkness, we're magnifying darkness. Everything feels heavy and oppressive. We're often turned inward. We lack that presence like we're talking about. Feels confusing, like there's no way out, like there's no hope for your situation. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the anxiety, the venting of frustrations, the disappointment, hopelessness. Those are all symptoms of magnifying darkness. But when we choose to magnify the light, we get positioned in the light, we magnify the light. Everything feels free and easy and effortless. You can know what to do. You can know which way to go. Usually positioned in thanksgiving and praise and that peace that surpasses all understanding. begins to guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow and equips you and empower you to function in his strength. And like I said, when that joy is flowing, there's usually presence. The two are usually found together, has been my experience. There's usually presence as well. We're living in the present moment. As you get positioned in the light, it leads us to our third fundamental. It gets this pipeline flowing. It clears things out of the pipeline. It keeps it flowing smoothly all the time by doing what we know to do today. What do you know to do today? Might be some little things, some administrative things, some things around the house or in your workplace. Might be some things stacking up on the inside that maybe God has been nudging you to do. Some new habits to start, some steps to take. What are those things? And getting good at just taking action on them and executing them, not in your own strength. You don't have to do them on your own anymore. Relying and trusting on God to flow through you, to help you. And your signal that that's happening is that joy. That peace and that joy flowing, that's your cue. He's helping you. Then our fourth fundamental. Staying tuned in for his leading and his voice. As you take these first three steps, it's something like tuning a radio receiver. And it greatly increases your ability to hear more clearly from God, to find his leading and direction. And when you know that God is leading you, that he's guiding you, that he knows exactly where he's going, he knows exactly what he's doing, he knows the right thing and the perfect time, that we can put our hope and our trust in where he's leading us. Often these insecurities come of things that we're worried about in the future that have not happened and probably will never happen. We get too far out ahead sometimes. We think about all the things that could, should, would happen in our minds. And it steals that present moment. Steals that present moment. I was just watching a commercial. I was talking about how the present moment is a gift. That's why they call it the present. That gift of the present moment that God has given you right now. That insecurity begins to steal those. Because we get worried about all the things, the threats around us and all these types of things. We turn inward and it steals away that gift of the present moment that you have right now with God. Because whatever's coming in the future, he's already got it. He's already seen it. He's already prepared for it. Staying present with him and trusting in him. This takes a higher level of trust. To grow in our presence, I believe, takes a higher level of trust. And what are we trusting in? We're trusting in his unfailing love and his faithfulness. That he'll never let us down. So we're going to take communion over this today. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you, for the greatness of who you are, for your unfailing love for us, that we can have a partnership with you, we can have a covenant relationship with you, and you will never let us down. And we're asking for your help today, Lord, to help us to increase our presence, to grow in this trust in your unfailing love for us, to increase our presence more. Because to truly experience, you know, God made us to function in a body, to truly experience connection and community in our lives requires presence. But if people feel insecure, they withdraw their presence from the community. They withhold and withdraw when they feel insecure about something, some sort of threat. So, Father, we just thank you for your presence that is with us all the time. And in your presence, there is fullness of joy. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. You can approach him with freedom and confidence. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, made all this possible. We have a partnership with God. And I believe as you get more present, you begin to experience God flowing more through you in your life. What's it going to do? It's going to help you to know him better, to know his heart.